Waiheke Radio. You listen to Island Life. My name's Brent, and right now I have Faku and Santi, correct?
Yeah, he's right.
Yes, from the Waiheke United Football Club. They are playing for the men's team, and if you... if you've had your head under a rock, I suppose, for the last year, and you haven't been looking, you know, if you haven't seen a men's game, that's what I'm really trying to say. If you haven't been down to Waiheke United football at the OSP and seen a men's game, then I tell you what, you're really missing out on some of the best entertainment on the island. It's just it's a high level of football. The fans are just passionate. You got two sides of the field filled with fans. There's music. There's just a fantastic atmosphere. And a couple of weeks ago, I was speaking to a ref, and the referee said to me, he said, "There's nothing like this in Auckland." He said, "They got more fans here at Waiheke than you have at a Phoenix game." So, congratulations to you guys. See if you got some. You in there, fucker? We'll just make sure that everyone's on. Have a chat, both of you. Can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you. I can't hear. Oh, here we go. Try that again, Faku.
Hello.
Yes, here we are. We're all on. So, guys, how's it going? First off,
how are you, Brad?
Yes, pretty good.
Thanks for your presentation.
Hey, no problem.
Yeah, it was exciting.
I'm a big fan, actually, of the football club in general, and particularly you guys. I pretty much don't miss a game. If it's here on the island, I go down there. It's like best free entertainment on the island, you know.
For sure. We are now ready to go to the Netangi Sport Park. The reserve game will start in 30 minutes.
We better get going then.
We are so excited about this game today.
Today.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
It's going to be a beautiful day, sunny day.
It's a beautiful day here, eh? We've had some shockers down at the park, lately. Some really cold, freezing games. So it'll be good to have a game. And now, listen, you guys have, the men's team has been around for a while, but it's nothing like it is at the moment. I mean, it is a real spectacle. And like, how has that kind of emerged? How did this come about? I mean,
well, it has been growing a lot since the last 3 years. During 2014, we had only one senior men's team. 2015, we were two. And now we are three senior teams. We have the first team that competes on the conference division. That is the fourth division of
New Zealand football,
and it's the first division of the Auckland region. Mm-hmm. So if we promote...
Auckland probably is the most competitive region because it's the one that has more teams.
Yeah.
So more clubs,
yeah.
So you guys are mostly... So when you say Auckland, it's actually quite a large area too, because you travel
Warworth,
up...
Even Warworth.
Yeah, yeah, Warkworth and...
Norwest. Today we play versus Norwest. That is probably 40 minutes, 1 hour drive.
Yeah.
But if we promote again, we are really close, we will start to play in a regional division, the NRFL2.
Yeah.
And we are going to compete versus teams that are semi-professional.
Yeah.
So they have players that are receiving payment for the service.
So for us, it's going to be a hard challenge. We are going to be playing versus probably the biggest teams, the biggest clubs of New Zealand, and clubs that has main sponsors, lots of history, big installations, like big buildings.
And we're going to be two leagues below the top one. Yeah.
So does that mean you guys would be semi-professional then?
No.
when you semi-professionals means that you cannot use football as a profession, that you need to also work. Apart from football, that's why it's called semi-professional. Many of the clubs may pay, for example, prices if you win a match.
Yeah, or for games, per game they pay you,
small
$100, like small counts in that kind of league. But every league, has more payment. The top one is, I think, that almost all the players can receive payment in that.
In New Zealand, yeah. So, so tell us a little bit about the supporters. Let's talk a little bit about the supporters.
Supporters probably are the top thing about our team, our group of people. Because
they are the real stars. We don't have our Messi is on the field. Really.
And also has been a great experience, as you told before, for other teams to come to Waiheke or to play versus us.
For the referees.
Because they've been enjoying a lot the sound, the things, the the flags.
How did this come about? Did it just happen slowly and then it started to build up, didn't it?
Exponential growth. We had last year we started with two or three of our friends that were really linked with the team because they really enjoy football, and most of the players we live together in, we share houses because we are travelers, most of us. So they lived daily the trainings, the experience. So they started to feel the heel and start to shout, start to sing, and game per game, more people start to...
And this year also, not only friends of us, I mean, we have like a Facebook with the Latino community in in Oakland and in Waikiki also. And every game we invite to everyone to come and support us and be there on the hill. And I think that if you try one time, you are going to keep coming back.
Definitely.
Also because Waikiki displays a beautiful football. That's also another reason why the people enjoy. For the last three years, the team has been the champion of the division. Right. So we've been promoting from the 7th division to the 4th now. Mm. And at the moment, if we win the next two games, we are going to be champions again.
Yep.
So it can be four years in a row.
So
also that is really attractive.
Yeah.
I mean, almost 3 years without losing on our field. So we hope that today we can keep going with that record.
So, I mean, how do you... So it was one of the things... I mean, because I have a son who plays for Mangosta.
Great player, too. And I know him.
Thank you. And, you know, I mean, I think that those guys, I've been encouraging those guys to come along and watch you guys. And so how do you guys see, do you see your guys as a, your role as also being mentoring and sort of...
hopefully,
know,
hopefully we can create a nice feeling to the kids. We've been seeing many kids that are attending to the games and enjoying the football, and hopefully we can create the wish of arriving to
a good
the
environment
team.
To motivate them. I mean, we have the captain of the female team, Faku, me and Nico Chapa. We were coaching the female team this year. They were champion. Great team.
The senior woman team.
The captain of that team, she's a teacher on the high school. She told us about that the most of the kids now on the island are choosing football instead of rugby.
Oh, football is really...
And it's growing up. I think that it's something that in Argentina happened on in the other way. I mean, the rugby is growing up in Argentina.
Sure, yeah.
And in New Zealand is with the football. I think that is a very good example about how in the last years a different sport, I mean, not the main one, was growing up.
Oh, it's definitely an emerging sport in New Zealand, I think.
Sure,
and things like this are great too.
And I believe that one of the reasons is because the organization is really good. Like the
fields are amazing.
The federations are making really good work. You are really organized. The Kiwis are organized.
And at the same time, I think that the a good point here with the football is that we take from the rugby the third time. I mean, in Argentina, after the game...
The aftermatch function.
In Argentina, after every game, every team go to their own changing room, and after that, they go to home or they are together with only within the team. And here, it's like something that is more from the rugby. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful to share that moment with the other team. Have a little chat about the game, every coach, with the referees.
The referees.
we received probably in our Facebook 3 or 4 messages of the last maybe 6 or 7 weeks. The last our rivals send us a message thanking us for the experience. Imagine that many of the players probably is the first time they come to Waikiki. They play and they see what is happening on the hill and they feel like they are professionals for 90 minutes.
This year we play against Lynn Avon. They have in my opinion is the best player of the league. Sonny is one guy that used to play for Auckland City. And on the winter, he played for Lynn Avon. After the game, he told us that he wanted to join us. Of course, that we can pay him, so we are not going to help him. But at the same time, was like this guy, guy that received payment of this club. He has a lot of experience on football. He wants to play for us.
You know,
it's like,
One of the questions that you asked us before was why we believe this is growing.
Yeah.
And I believe that we've been calling the attention of many Argentinians and Latin people because we've been making a really good job on the social media, on Facebook, uploading photos, videos. And this catch the attention of many media in Argentina, newspapers,
radios,
magazines,
TV
shows, like interviews.
Yeah.
So we receive every day messages of players that says, man, I wanna join the team. How can I do? And we tell them, okay, this is a team that is for travelers because we can't afford a contract or we can be in charge of your visa. So in case that you can get your visa to stay in New Zealand for 1 year, come. Well, it's not that we are inviting everyone to join, but come meet us. If you are a good player, for sure, we will try to
and a good person, of course.
I mean, is that a problem for you guys? Have you got people on short-term visas and they're coming and they only play for
especially
one season?
Especially now, just yesterday, one of ours, he was playing on the first 11 all the season. He was the most scoring.
He scored 14 goals.
He received a call from immigration 2 days ago.
Yeah.
He leave the country yesterday.
Left the country yesterday.
Was like a one day
notice to leave the country because he ran out of his working holiday visa.
Yeah.
He applied for
applied for an extension of a tourist, and depending on the immigration officer that receives your case, is your answer. So they told him, sorry, man, you have to leave tomorrow.
Wow.
So he have to leave the car here, say bye-bye to the contract of the house, and catch the first ticket and left. Yeah. And for us, was a main shock because it was probably one of our spiciest strikers. And the same happened with his brother, with Santi's brother, that came during the middle of the season to join us because he was watching that his brother was enjoying a lot. So when he arrived, immigration told him, you can only be here for 3 months. You can't extend your visa. So 3 months later, he has to pack the things and leave. So we lost two of our first 11 players because of visa stuff.
Issues.
So it's something that we will... Also, at this stage, we don't know which one of the players that are actually playing can be able to be next year.
Right.
For the same reasons.
So, I mean, for you guys, just talking about for you guys here, I mean, would you guys consider immigrating to New Zealand? Is that sort of something that you think about? Or is it just sort of something, we're going to do this for a couple of years, then we're going to go back to Argentina? Or?
At the moment, I am here in Waikiki. This is my third year here.
Yeah.
Only because of the football. Although this is a paradise, if you watch the out of the window of probably every house, you can see the sea, the chillness, the people that are so kind, so nice. Yeah. It's something that really attracts, but sometimes can get really flat. It's
maybe
really
for
chill.
Us because we
are young people
we used to have another kind of life, city life. With a lot of options to do 24/7.
Sure. But the football at this stage is the main reason why probably most of us of the team are here. We decided to stay the winter here again. Year by year, our football community is growing, so the possibilities of doing things gets better.
Sure.
And I think that this is one of the main reasons why we are doing so good, because we play together on the field, but we live together our lives.
In my case, for example, I don't know how long time I'm going to be here, if I'm going to be able to come back on the next year.
Yeah.
But at least the time that I will be here, I'm going to try to help to the club as much as possible.
I think that it's interesting when you look at the young guys in our club, particularly, say, for example, my son Jackson, who's been playing for 5 or 6 years now for the club. And one of the interesting things about Waiheke football is, those kids have been playing with each other since they were like four. Yes. And they're playing with the same kids for 5, 6, 7, 8 years. They're practically psychic. And the other teams around town, they notice this because they say their teams come from 10 schools.
Yes.
They don't even know each other. Mm. Whereas these guys coming here have played for a long
time
feeling, together.
The feeling of pertinence, I don't know if that's the correct word in English, but the feeling of representing this island.
Yeah. And be with your friends on the changing room.
For sure, that is an advantage against teams that may be a club in the middle of Auckland that receives people from all around. We are Waiheke, we represent this island, we represent this way of living, and when we catch the ferry and we go all together to Auckland, we are Waiheke. We are more than a club. We are an island, we are a community.
Hey, so speaking of the We Are Waiheke, what are the songs? There's this couple of songs now. It's funny, at our house we actually sing these songs as well. We don't actually really know what the words
are. We have songs in English. and yeah, we have songs true. In Spanish yeah. that we for example invent from the different teams. Our supporters are from different clubs. Teams in Argentina, yeah, different Argentina, clubs. Yeah. So probably they adjust
the lyrics
of their songs to Waiheke, and yeah. it's also really funny because they are also having the role. They arrive, they put up the flags, they prepare the scene, they start drumming, start singing.
In English, we are like more politician correct, and in Spanish, we try to say, talk about, you know,
sometimes
immigration.
A little bit naughty things, but because we make fun and because we know that nobody really understands, but always with respect enjoying the situation.
If you haven't seen this, you try and find the Waiheke United Football Club page on Facebook, and there's lots of videos there of the scene that we're describing, and there's when we're talking about flags and banners, we're talking they're big. I mean, they cover probably I don't know, 50 meters of the hill and banners, and there's drums, and the drums start at the beginning of the game and they don't stop until the end of the game. So if you're standing
night, you may be Saturday night and you will still hear ta, ta, ta.
And then there's these songs that go on, and everyone starts to get into the songs. It's kind of like it's a full experience. Eh?
It's a full experience. And for us, imagine that it's from the field.
For you guys, it's great. Yeah,
we can't believe it, man. Like sometimes when the match gets harder or rougher, they get louder, you know. And it's
incredible because sometimes when you watch on TV, you say, "Nah, the players don't care about the supporters." But when you are there, you are in. Maybe sometimes, you know, in one step of the game, you are like frustrated because you can't score and you're like depressing. But when you hear them, you hear the support of the fans.
Yeah.
It's like that push you really up.
Yeah, and these are good games. I mean, I'm surprised at the level of football that gets played and the physicality. I mean, these people aren't pussyfooting around. It's physical stuff, you know. Like,
one of the main I don't know how to say it, but New Zealand football comes from England.
Yeah,
and one of the main things is that it's really physical.
Yeah, yeah.
And for us, it's a big challenge because we are not big guys, and we play against really bigger guys. Probably not with the feet that we can show.
When I arrive, I have to be honest. I believe that New Zealand football is going to be like weak. It's not going to be very good.
Yeah,
and I was really surprised about the level when I arrived.
Yeah.
I mean, I am playing against very good teams, and I didn't expect that.
Yeah, yeah.
Physically, the challenge is really high for us because we were big guys.
Yeah, and it's a great thing too. I mean, a lot. You know, when I was younger, we would go to rugby games a lot, and you know, experiencing a rugby game from the sideline and seeing the physicality of the game like that, it was a common thing. And you do get a little bit removed from that when you watch stuff on TV and you go to big stadiums. You don't hear or see the kind of crunching things that go on. And going to the football
challenge.
It is. I was surprised.
Well, and it's going to be a massive challenge for next season if we promote, because the difference between this division and the next one is a big step.
Oh yeah,
and we already play a game on the Chatham Cup, that is a national cup, versus a team that is from the division that we want to promote.
Yeah,
Te Atatu is the name of.
And their body strength was really really hard. So probably if we go up, we need to train during the summer to get a little bit
in extra time.
Oh yeah,
yeah, because we were like more physical tired, and they were still running and running and running and running.
Right.
Well, right. probably time to leave because...
one more little question. Yeah. I got to get this question out. I got a little question. What's the tea? Everyone wants to know what the tea is.
It's mate.
Mate. It's a kind of green tea that is so popular in Argentina and Uruguay.
Yeah. And also in Brazil.
In Paraguay and Brazil, they drink it also, but with cold water. We drink it always with hot water.
Yeah.
And it's called mate.
Mate.
The thing that is inside that looks like green tea is a herb that is, we call it yerba mate.
Yeah.
It's like herbs.
And do you get this on the island or do you have to get it from...
We can buy it in Auckland. There is a convenience store and there is a girl here that sells it
import it and sell it.
But it's very good on the morning because really pick you up, or when you are hungry, make you feel like you are feeling.
And the stranger thing is that we share it. Probably first Santi will have it. After he got it all, it's time for me. And then it's time for you.
So it's like a
ritual. It's like
a ritual.
It's a little bit like in Fiji they have kava. It's a little bit like that. That's a sort of a ritual drink.
Probably.
That people drink.
You tried?
I haven't tried it yet. No.
It's not the best. It's not the best now because it's getting colder and washed.
Yeah.
Once you have a lot,
the herb is going to lose the flavor, but it's bitter.
It's bitter.
Is it? Yeah. I mean, when you're a kid, you start drinking with your mother or your grandma.
Yeah.
With sugar.
Everyone that gets the mate picks the straw.
It's like, but you're not supposed to pick the straw.
No, the straw is there, and the idea is to stay there because
you want to stir it. That's it's actually it's quite weak now, but I can imagine
it's
not
weak,
too bad.
But it's harder when you just
the flavor is strong and it's good all the morning. I think the best moment to drink it is in the morning because really pick you up. It's like a kind of green tea but with a coffee effect.
Yeah. Wow,
but
I can see this taking
more healthy.
More healthy,
and
yes,
of course cheapest.
And it's got these great cups.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, Brett, it's time to go because I have the kit of the goalie, and I have to take it to Donetangi Sport Park. But we invite
everyone
on the island to come.
What time's the game
today?
The
reserve will start 11:15, and the first team will start 1:30.
Yeah, okay.
But the biggest game will be next week.
Next week,
yeah.
Because we're going to play versus the second in the ladder.
Yeah. And if we win today and we win the next one, we can be champions.
So we are the champions. If we win both games, we are the champions.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, get down to Onitangi Sports Park. It's an awesome experience, and you will have a great time, trust me. And seeing as the weather is picking up too, it's just going to be even better. All right, guys, thanks a lot for coming
in. Thank you so much.
I will play a bit of... we'll catch you guys up a little bit later. I'll try and keep everyone informed on how it's going. You're listening to Island Life here on Waiheke Radio.